All right, a good vach. We're up to Sif Ches. Shmack is Sif. There's a letter right here. Let's see. Let's take it. It's a nice size Sif also. Arekin Kibbut Ava'im. How far does Kibbut Ava'im go? What's the limitation? Where does it stop? Arekin Kibbut Ava'im. I feel not loy kiss shows the huvim shaloi. Even if the parents take the son's kiss shows the huvim, it's filled with gold coins. They shlichoi befon of liyam, and they threw this kiss, his gold coins, his purse of gold coins, right into the yam. Gone, goodbye, for no reason. Seemingly, we're going to discuss this, there's a reason, but seemingly no reason, just threw his money away. Still, lo yachlimeim, v'lo yitzar b'fneim, v'lo yichayis kenegdom. You can embarrass them, you can't show that you're in pain, you can't get angry at them. You have to be makabo to Zayas HaKosav and keep quiet. So, how far does Kibbut Ava'im go? Makabo doesn't really say. Makabo just gives you an extreme case and says even that. And so how far does it really go? Teretz is, there is no limit to Kibbut Ava'im. That's the bottom line. The Levush says that Mediksiv Kabeid Stam, it doesn't say how far, it just says Kabeid Savika Vesavaka Mashmash Yechabdin Bechol HaKibur HaGodl Shevsha. So you know how far you have to go? It has to go as far as you can. That's how far the Mitzvah Kibbut Ava'im is. So this is the case that the Gemara brought down as an example. The Gemara understood that a human being is capable of reaching this madrega of holding back and not being machlim the parents and not getting upset at them for doing this. If a person can go further than that, then he's mechuyav to go further than that. That's his Mitzvah Kibbut Ava'im. There is no limitation. Alright, this is Meshitas HaMechaba. Now, Grada, just to read the words, lo yitzar bifneihem. Doesn't say you shouldn't be mitzar them, not yitzar lem. Lo yitzar bifneihem implies that you shouldn't show that you're mitzar. They're doing this to you, and you should have this, keep your smile on your face. It's great. It's as if, who knows what, they just told you that you're the greatest son that ever was born. You just keep that smile on the face and lo yitzar. Because if you show that you're upset, if you show that you're in pain, that's gufo, a lack of covet. As if you don't agree to their actions. Then they're trying, well, we'll discuss.
Well,
if they want the kid to be upset, right, if they want him to be upset.
What's the language mean?
They shouldn't be bitzar, you shouldn't show tzar bifneim in front of his parents.
Does it mean my own personal tzar feeling bad, I shouldn't show it to them?
Right, you should not show your parents that you're upset.
That's very clear. The parent wants to know what's bothering you, you don't even
sign. Wait a minute, not that you shouldn't show that you're tzar because you had a bad day in yeshiva. No, we're talking about that they did. They just threw your kiss into the thing. And you shouldn't show that you're upset. The Perlau on the Resag, in the end of Mitzvah Tes, and page Kuf Dalar Amalav, Taka teaches it like that. The Bimashimara Oisei Tzar Vekas Befonah, that you show them signs of pain, that goof is even ba'asei the covet. You even asei chulil of covet. Covet zavicha. She'ain their covet. That's not their covet. She'nirin oisit tzar ve'irotzayin amaisa ova ve'imai. So you have to hold back. Akadekach. Not only can't you stop them, you can't even show that you're upset with what they're doing. How many times does a parent do something that you're not happy with and you complain? You can't do that. The complaining gufa is a bit of kibbut. Kibbut is the mechayiv that no, you're supposed to be happy and accepting. They're your parents. They're above you.
So how is this different naturally that you have that, or you have to be like that?
I know that Machav is passing for you and me. So I'm saying
so you have to work on it.
So this is a humanly possible, acceptable to happen. All right.
How is it different than Sif Gimel, the Meirah?
So we discussed then that Sif Gimel talks Meirah and has a similar case. They ripped in the clothing. So then we had a couple of chalukim. It's not so great, but a couple of why that over that case over there is considered Meirah. In this case, it's considered Kibbut. I don't want to revisit it now. But we're focusing tonight on Kibbut. You're going to see it as Nafka Mida. But we're focusing tonight on Kibbut Ava'im. Now, let's just do a Ramah. Before we go back to the Machab, the Machab Shita is a Pella de Geshita. Needs a major beer here. We're going to have.
Whose money is this?
The Mechabit says, Kis Shel Zehuvim Shaloi, the son's money. Oh, 1 second. That's what I'm saying. It is a peltic kashita. But first, to the Rambam, we'll go back to Makabe. Zok to Rambam. Hago. V'yesh oimrim.
But what's
it mean? Kabbal gzeirus akosav yishtok. I don't understand. So be makabel that gzeirus akosav and keep it. And keep quiet. V'yesh oimrim, Zok to Rambam. Dimroitze lizroik moisho ben liyam. If you want to, if the parent wants to throw the money of the kid into the yam, the yachal amayna, you could stop the parent. Why? The enu chayv lechabdei rak mishalav. The kid didn't. We pass in kibra ve'im is only mishalav on his money, on the parent's money. Avaloi mishal banan on the kid's money. So if the parent wants to throw his own money away, b'seida. But the parent wants to throw the kid's money away, then the kid has a right to stop him. You have no right. My mechiv kovid is not mechayv me to give up my money. Mechiv kovid is mechayv me to serve you, to mount bishoy. Manila, Mashkeo, Maitsio, Machniso, but not to do this. 100% he's arguing.
I'm saying that they have to allow him to do it. If it happened, he shouldn't be upset.
No, okay, one second. We're going to. Well, fine. Fine, we're going to get to it. 1 second. Let me just finish the Rama. V'ein chilik bein lechabdoi e letzairoi. There's no chilik whether it's an Indian of being mechaber a parent or not to be mitzare a parent. You're not mechuyev not to be mitzare a parent if it's on your cheshbon, because kibud is mishalav, not mishal ben. So too, not to be mitzare a parent is also only mishalav, not mishal ben. That means if it's going to cost you, like in this case, he's throwing your kiss into the yam, you have a right to stop him, even though that's going to cause your parent's tzar, because you're not mechuyev not to be mitzare him from your own money, only from the parent's money. And now the Rama says v'davka koydim shazarkun. This is all true, Zok to Rama, that you have a right to stop them. You have a right to complain. You have a right to even be mitzayer them to save your money. That's before they threw your money away. Because you're trying to prevent them from doing it, and you save your money. But if they already threw your money away, now what? Now they did something. Let's say they weren't supposed to. They had no right to throw your money away. And had you been there, you could have stopped them, but you weren't, let's say, or it was too late. If kvarzaku osalachume, you're not allowed to embarrass them. The only thing you could do is avyukulatavalidinam. You can take them to Bezin. You want to mun the money, because in time, mun the money. But to embarrass them, or to have kindness on them, and to complain to them, that's a lack of kabbalah savikah v'simecha. How do you stop them? Okay, we're going to get to it. But, fine, so here you have two shitas. You have a mechaber who holds that we're talking about where they threw the son's kiss away. And the Rama says that can't be, because if you're throwing the son's kiss away, avada, the son has a right to stop the parent, because kabbalah savikah is only mishalav, not mishal ben. So the kasha now is, the $1 million kasha on the mechabers, which is the Rambam, this is a Rambam, what is going on? We paskin mishalav and not mishal ben. So how could the Rambam say this halacha even if they're throwing the kids' money away? And to be magdil the tmiya, that the tmiya is so eisen, is a be'ezim, this is a gemara. So that, you know, stam. The gemara brought down this brisa. When the gemara had a shaila, is kibud mishalav or kibud mishal ben, the gemara wants to bring a, which way do we go? So tomorrow I have a raya. What's the raya? You see that Rabbi Elazar, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar said, at heichin kibud aveim, even if he takes the kiss and he throws it away, so the gemara says, bishlam, if we're talking about the kiss shal ben. So it's very good. It's kishol ben. It means we hold that kibud is even mishal ben. So it's very good why the son is going to be mamish. He should be hitting the sky. But kibud is avicha says stop, because kibud is mishal ben. But if you hold kibud is mishalav, Al-Kokha can't be talking about where the kiss belongs to the ben, because then Avada the ben wouldn't have a right to stop. So must be it's only talking about where the kiss belongs to the father. So for the Gemara, my nafka lemino, why would the ben care if the father throws away the father's kiss? What does he care? What does he care? It doesn't bother him at all. So what's the grace of Chiddush? Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, that when a father throws away the father's kiss, the ben shouldn't be upset. What does the kid care? It's the father's money. Let him do whatever he wants with it. He can burn it if he wants. What's a chilek? And for the Gemara, Yerusha Shanik, because Israel Yoshe, he's destined, he's the crown prince, he's destined to Yashin all this money, and he wants to make sure his father doesn't throw it away, because that's something to Yashin. So therefore, it's something that would be bothersome to the kid, and nevertheless, he shouldn't make a complaint. Fine, but you see in the Gemara clearly that the Gemara knew this price, huh? And the Gemara says that if you're talking about Kibud Mishal Ben, then it's very geschmack the brayza to have the kishol ben. But if it's talking about kibbutz mishalav, like that man the yomo, like Rashi, you're going to have to zetz ayin the Gemara that it's what? That it's only to where the kiss belonged to the father, and we're only worried about the Yerusha. So now we pass in Kibbut Mishalav. So how in the world does the Rambam Mechaber now take the other side of the Gemara of the kid's kiss? Forget, that's only if Kibbut Mishalav, not Mishalav. It's like Miras and Igor. What is this Rambam talking about? Oh, so that's what, yeah. Shmuel Chol wanted to tie into that. So we're going to see if that's a teretz. We're going to bout. 1 second. So now, this kasha is a $1 million kasha that all the Gedolei HaPoskim asked the Mefarshim. It's like anyone who wrote on this Rambam asked this kasha.
I don't think you can ask this in the Rambam itself, because the Rambam says, the Yeshua and the Gedolei HaPoskim, but he says, I have to carry the Chabalek Mishalav, the Lev Mishalav, oh, there's a Dach Kodesh Zarkam, the Mashalav, it must mean that
but he Zichah understood the Mechaber was talking about before. He Zichah understood it, otherwise it wouldn't be a Yeshayim. Correct. Then the Yeshayim wouldn't argue. It's obviously, but let's just take one. There are many Terutzim given here. I'm going to share with the Elam like 5 basic Terutzim. And we're going to take each Teretz apart, and basically each Teretz has its problems. Let's take the first Teretz. The first Teretz is Meram Lublin. In Tzumah Kuf Lamed Vav, and the Chedush Yerim was Machavin to the Meram Lublin by himself, they want to come out with a blitz chiddush, and that is, who shall be passing Kibbutz Mishalav? Two man diyomim in the Gemara, mechetesi. Rambam and Shukhanoi says Kibbutz Mishalav. That's because really it's a sveika dedina, and they're masupik. They don't really mean kibbutz mishalav. They really mean it's a sveika dedina. And the mail are like this. If Tati wants me to spend money and buy him sato, I say, Tat, it's a sveika dedina. Hamitz mekvel of araya. The money's in my pocket. Prove to me that I'm a chiv to spend money on you for your kibbutz. Till then, I keep my money and we forgo sapa. So kibbutz mishalav is only because hamitz mekvel of araya. But better, we really don't pass kibbutz mishalav. It's a sveika dedina. That's good if he's asking you to spend money. But now, take it to our case. Where the father trying to throw the son's kiss into the yam. And now we have a suffix, maybe kibbutz mishal ben. So good, you're right. You're right, the father shouldn't be doing this. But now that he is doing this, for the son to be chutzpedik, for the son to complain and stop the father, 1 second, how do you know you're allowed to do that? If on the tzad kibbutz mishal ben, you can't stop him. You can only stop him if kibbutz on the mishalav, and you don't know that, because it's sveika dedina. So mitzvah sveika dedina, you have no right to stop him. I mean, he can have the cake and eat it. We know Pas can keep him Mishalav. He passes a Sveika Dedina. Normally it comes out that keep his Mishalav because Sveika Dedina says Mechabel of Araya. In this case, for the son to do a Maisa to hurt the father, that he has no right to do because it's only a suffix. No, the father shouldn't be doing what he's doing. If someone wants to take him to a dintai, take him to a dintai. But to stop the father, to be chutzpedik to the father, to hurt the father, to embarrass the father, to be mitzar the father, to get angry at the father, you have no right to do it. It's a shaval tas.
Every time you want supper, he says, go get me supper. I said, who's paying for it? He says, you. I said, no. He says, don't make me upset.
No, that's about that. I have a right. I tell Ta, you know how much mechaber I have a right. Forget, I am the muchzik, so my male, I don't have to get you supper. But here for me to go ahead and hurt your father, that's right. This is the chiddush.
I would say more, it's not translating.
It's like
that I said,
the chiddush, the normally we have to say that I have to do it, but they say, since it dictates money, well, every time you have to say the rise, but if money's involved, we say, make a veil of a raya. So normally, the son doesn't have to spend the money because I'm with make a veil of a raya. If the father, even the father has, which money? This money do I have? Right. He took the son's money, so it doesn't belong to the father. He took the son's money. He's going to take the thing. So that's what they say. All right, that's the first teretz. Shere teretz. And to say that when we say that the Pesach Halacha is Mishalav, we only mean it's Sveika Dedina, not Mishalav, is like
Chosim in a sense. So where did they get it Sveika Dedina?
The Rambam doesn't say Sveika Dedina. Forget it. Rambam says Kibbutz Mishalav. But they're saying it means Sveika Dedina. All right, that's one teretz. Second teretz is the Lechem Mishnah and the Chuvis Lechem Rav, which is the same person like Rav wrote a Chuvis in Kufayin Teretz and Marit and Atz Mesesiv and the Orcha Shulchan says that this is the Ikka Teretz and other Achrenim as well. They want to say what the Olam was trying to say, that this whole Rambam is talking about Lacha Maisa. Avada the Rambam's moed the koydim ma'isa. Avada you have a right to stop him because kibbutz mishal av, not mishal ben. He has no right to take away your purse, and the meli could stop him. The whole Rambam is talking about if he already did it. That's the Rambam. Yeah, So why didn't the Gemara give this teretz? What's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara, bring your right from me, keep him shal ben, mishal av. The Gemara should have said, what do you mean? No, it's talking about lacha ma'isa, maybe even mishal av, it's good. So they say no, because they're medayik that the b'raisa changes the words. Well, I should say the Rambam changes the words from the b'raisa. The Rambam's words is, dotel kishal zum shaliku b'fon of le'am lo yachlime. The b'raisa's words is, that you shouldn't be making kidesh. How much does it go? Kidesh yidol anikiv yizrakenu liyam. It's a lashon like hoiva, a lashon osa. So we're talking about koydim amaisa. So the brayzes they talking about koydim amaisa. So Mamed the Gemara had a good raya from here. The raya is kibbutz mishal ben, not mishal av. But the Rambam who changed the lashon, the Rambam means lach amaisa and not koydim amaisa. That's the pshat. And that's adhekan. That when they already did it to you. Oh. So this is a big problem with this pshat in the Rambam, is that just think for a second. You have a brisa, arekin ki b'rav eim, and the brisa gives a nice example of something that didn't take place yet. Same story with a kiss and a yam and everything, but it didn't yet take place yet. Comes along the Rambam and decided he's going to say his own case. Gemara, you're good. Brisa, you're good. But I have my own case. My case is my way. It's already done, and now you're not hurting the father. So it's a very... Rambam don't do that. The Rambam doesn't ignore Gemara or Brisa. Come to it like that, Pshat. The Rambam never brought down this Brisa, never brought down this Gemara Yerush Hashanah. Just left out this whole Gemara, right? And decided he's going to say his own Pshat. And gives a similar case, just talks about what already was done, and now we're... So he ended up leaving out the Brisa, creating a new case by himself, which he also doesn't usually do, unless it is a yearly. And then we have the problem, like you're asking, is that, tell me, which case is better? The Bryce's case is better. We're talking about Ahekin Kibra. Whoa, how far does Kibra Vein go? Isn't it strong if it didn't take place yet, than if it already took place? So he changed the Bryce and sort of messed up the halacha. I know, but the Bryce is a bigger case. The Bryce's case is, didn't take place yet. Right, that was the Brisa trying to convey. That was Rabbi Elazar was trying to convey. You can't make a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rambam, right? Rabbi Elazar held that this was our cake and give it our aim. Comes along the Rambam, you know, Rabbi Elazar, I'm not taking your case, I'll take my case. How can you do that? Then, sorry? I understand, but Rabbi Elazar knew that too. No, Rabbi Elazar wasn't going to be shalav because it's a shaila in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar was a tanner. Rabbi Elazar didn't have the shaila. So the Gemara knows Rabbi Elazar was going to be shal ben or mishal av, depending on the maniyama. So we pass mishal av. So we knew that Rabbi Elazar mishal av. And Rabbi Elazar saw today. Not only that, when the Torah brings down the Rambam, the Torah says the machloikis, he sets it up. It's machloikis, Rambam with the other Rishonim. And the Ramah does the exact same thing. You have the Mechab and the Ramah brings in the other Rishonim. Clearly, from the Torah and the Ramah, you see that they understood that the Rambam was talking about Koydim HaMaisa. And as a fact, Chuvus Maram Lublin and Kuflam Evav over there, that this to show tried to give this teretz, and he says it doesn't work. It's clearly the two understudies we were talking about before. All right, so that's teretz number two. Let's try teretz number three. Let's try to understand how really the Ramah understood the Rambam. If you look in the Ramah, the Ramah says like this: ben liyam not like the Rambam in the Mechaba. Why do you chayv lechab the rak mishalav avolim mishaben? And don't make the chilik between kovid and tzar. It's clearly from the Ramah that. So how did he understand the Rambam in the Mechaba? That the Rambam was making a chilik between kovid and tzar. I'm telling you, don't make that chilek. Yesh Herman does not make that chilek. But it seems that the Rambam of Chabo was making that chilek. That is, that the Rambam, even though the Rambam Paskins keep it as Mishalav, but the reason why here the son can't complain is because this involves not just Kibbit, this involves also Tsar. You can't be Mitzara Av. And on Tsar, Tsar is even on the son's money. That's a chilek. It's a gewaldic chilek. He said, don't make that chilek. We passing that chum is a dashen that we're not machalek. But in the Rambam and the Shitas Hamachaba, that would have been the chilek. That they hold that the reason why this case is different is because Tzara is different. You're not living with Tzara's father.
They see that
in the Gemara. Oh, 1 second, we'll get to the Gemara. 1 second. And Be'emes, if you look in the Beis Eisei, the Beis Eisei gives this Tzara. That's how the Beis Eisei himself, the Machab himself, the author of the Shulchan Aruch himself, has the problem with the Rambam and says this teretz that tsar is different than kovid. Kovid is mishalav, but tsar is even mishal ben. Mameli can't be matzar the father. And Batsam is not just a ramad and a beisoyzev prakodmam the marik. The marik at the end of Simu Kuf Samagvov says this pshat in the Rambam that there's a chilik of tsar from kovid. And we're going to get to everyone's asking good. Now, what happened to the Gemara? Right, the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from here that kibbutz mishal ben, not mishalav. The Gemara should have said that no, really, like the mishalav, but tsar is different. Yep. Right, that the Gemara should say. So Beis Yosef is takasha. And Beis Yosef says, you're being mitzad the father. You're going to insult him and hurt him and prevent him. Like lo yitzar, lo yichus kenegi. You get angry at him. That's how you're going to do it to prevent him from doing it. You're not allowed to. You're hurting your father. That you could stop and you're saving his life. We're going to get to it. We'll see later on. We'll see. Well, fine. So the Azay Fek Tebei says, what's going on in the Gemara? So why didn't the Gemara give this teretz that tzar is different? So Tebei says, that the Shol didn't have this chilek. And the one who answered and said that he is different because he's going to yash in the money didn't bother saying tzarishani because he was trying to give a teretz lefi havonis hashoya. But Batsam, this is really the teretz. Yeah, so it's like a bit. It's very nice. Yes, ikachos from his eyes. I jumped everyone. All the gedela krem rehesh from mekraka. Chuvis lechem rav. Chuvis mamul blim pnei yishu. Chuvis ksav seifa. Like achrei achrei if the achren is like ain lechod like deicha godum bizeh. What's going on? The whole gemara is chosa this svara, and this is the better teretz. The shul didn't have it. The mataris of the gemara didn't have it, but the rambam had it. The rambam had this teretz. Another like, come on, we don't do these things. Good. Only thing is that comes along the guy and you look at the guy over here and Sifkat Nitches, and the guy says, no problem. This is really the teretz, that there's a chilek between Kibin and Tsar. I, the Gemara, Sifkat Nitches, I, the Gemara, you're right, the Gemara Taki gives us teretz. In the Rambam's Gemara, it didn't say that he's royally Yorshay. The Rambam's Gemara said a different thing. The Rambam's Gemara says, Lachlim Aishani, Yinala be Machlim apparent. Very good. So now we have a Gemara. So Faket, not only is that a cash from the Gemara, Faket. That's good what the Gemara says. The Gemara has this text, Lachlimish. I didn't find anyone who else had this gears other than the Goyim. But this is the Goyim's answer to this problem. Sorry?
Is the Goyim on the Gemara?
No. But this is it. Now, Rabbi said, let's understand.
Maybe up this gears.
Khalil, the Goyim doesn't make up anything.
I'm asking, it's a gears. So there's the gears. So what's the
cash?
There was such a
gearsa. Okay, I didn't have that gearsa.
What does he say?
No one had this gearsa, right? The Goyin had this gearsa.
He's saying that's the text.
That's,
he doesn't have a riot to it.
The Goyin, I'm sure, has a riot to it. He just didn't tell us what it was. He's telling you this was their gearsa. It means the cash is so strong that this must have been their gearsa. I mean, maybe that's what the Goyin means. This must have been their gearsa. All right. Now, let's understand this from Rabbi, because this is Nogea Lokal Maisa. This is very important. We have to understand what the chilek between tsar and kovet is, why kovet is mishel av only and tsar is even mishel ben, and then we can see halacha could be played out in halacha lemaisa. What in the world is a chilek? We know that kaved es avicha, the chazal already paskin it's mishel av, and that's what we paskin, it's mishel av. So just because it's tsar, it should be different. Vita kibud is only mishel av. Who cares if it's tsar or not? So if you look. And the Daiki Moshin, Sifkan Gimel, when he brings down such a chilek from the Marik, that Marik before, when he brings down this chilek, he says it in a different lotion, Kishmak. He says there's a chilek between Kovid and Moira. Remember, there's two different mitzvahs in the Torah. There's Kovid and there's Moira. The Gemara's Shaila, Kibud Mishalav or Kibud Mishalben, is only a Shaila in Kovid. In Moira, the Gemara doesn't have such a Shaila. They would like to say that therefore Moira is even Mishalben. When you mitzar a parent, when you embarrass a parent, that's already moira. That's already, you don't have fear from a father. How do you go mitzar a father? How do you embarrass a father? You get upset at a father. He should be like your melech, like a king. You should be petrified, have yira from him. This, when you bring mitzar a parent, that's already moira. And moira is even mishal ben. Yeah. That was...
Then he loves
you. Oh, 1 second. No, because the Gemara is handling out kibbutz. Oh, why didn't the Gemara say, and this is different because Tsar Shani and its Mari, that you had to go to go for what the Gemara did say, Lachli Meishani. That is the Gemara's teretz. Lachli Meishani, and the reason is, it's because it's Moira. Kumtois, now there's a chiluk between Kovid and Moira. Kovid is Michel Av, and Moira is even Michel Ben. That would be the Shita Samachaba. Good? That's how, now, there's other chilukim, the Chsam Seifim, but the Kamet Sadidalar and Mebezim, but Messiah Sabak Bezim and Aleph, he's Mavor, a different reason why Tsar is different. He says it can't be Mitech Kibud, because Kibud is only Mishalat. Same type of problem, but he doesn't say it's Mitzam Bechab Moira. He says it's different. He says it's Abizrayu Dehaka'a Veklola. You're not allowed to curse a father, Mizalzul in a father, you're not allowed to hit a father. Hurting a father, being mitzar a father is either abizrael da ka or abizrael da klala, and hakka and klala is even mishal ben. Mamela, it's not a problem.
Well, how do you make up your own
abizrael? He didn't make it up. The Rambam understood this. Maybe it's a Gemara, Lachli Mishani. So you have a Gemara that's a Lachli Mishani. Why is Lachli Mishani? Because it's abizrael da ka of a klala, and that's even mishal ben.
It's not Gemara. Not
Moira. The Dr. Moshe says it's Moira. The Chassam Sofer has this Eitzah. There's a Tshuva, a Heintege Tshuva, who wants to say, and it's very geschmack what he says, that it's Bechlal, the Ora, Makla, Ova, V'imayid. In the Tzumim Reish Memalev, Sevov, it says that if you mitzara, you embarrass a parent, it's Bechlal, Makla, Ova, V'imayid. And he wants to say that Makla, Ova, V'imayid also is even Mishal Ben. It's only Kibud was the Gemara having a Shail Mishalav, but that's even Mishal Ben. So that would be the Eitzah. Memela now is very geschmack. That's a Shita Samachaba. Moira's chalak or hakar klala, whatever you want to call it, is chalak from kibud. And Mamel, even though we pass in kibud mishalav, here you're not allowed to be mitzah the parent because this is even mishal ben. And on that, the Rama argues and says, no, yeshayimim that if it's kishal ben, you could stop him. Why? Because there's no chiluk between tsar and kovid. So Mamel, halachul ma'aser abayisa. You have to remember that we passing like the Rama, and Mamel, there is no chiluk between Moira and kovid. I mean, this Rambam is telling you gevaldike chiddush, that even for Moira, it's only Mishalav, not Mishal Ben, because that's what Rambam paskin. There is no chiluk between Tsar and Kovid. So Allah Lamai is going to see Mitzram through the Simen that there are cases that you have to listen to a parent, because otherwise being over on Moira, now it's very good to know, keep it in your pocket, that if it's ever going to cost you, you don't have to listen to your parent. Because even Moira is Mishalav only, not Mishal Ben, as they pass in the Rambam. Now here comes Abish's Kasha, which is a blitz. If you're telling me the chiddush between Tsar and Kovid is Moira, because Tsar is Moira, then how in the world, and the reason why the Mechab is saying that you can't stop a parent is because of Moira, not because of Kovid. Kovid, you would have been able to stop a parent, but now it's Moira you can. Then how is the Mechab and the Braisa start off? Ad heichon ki b'raveim. Has nothing to do with Kovid. It's Moira. And to make the Kash even more schwer, is like you said before, that Siv Gimel already says Ad heichon Moira. That's Siv Gimel. And Chizkai says Ad heichon Kovid. All the Achrenim, many Achrenim, much are, why is that Moira and why is this Kovid? But the bottom line is, it is what it is. That's Moira and this is Kovid. And now, to say Ad heichon Kibud Aveim and then bring an example of something that's only within Moira is a Marav Senega. That can't be. It's a Pella. It's Shred. Okay, that's the third teretz, a shver teretz. Fourth teretz is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says like this. He has a second teretz. Beis Yosef says, now when the Braisa says that Hagen kibbut aveim, it doesn't mean that you're mamish mechuyif to be mechabed aveim in this case. It just means how wide you can go that if you will be mechabed your father and mother, you'll be mekayimim, it's kibbut aveim. You want to know mekadin avadi, you can stop your father because it's your purse and he has no right to touch your purse and he has no right to throw your purse out. You're not mechuyif to be mechabed him with your money. And avadi, you can stop him. But if you don't stop him and you let him do it, then you're being mekayim mitzvah to keep it aveim. So at heichon keep it aveim means how wide you can go to be nichlal in the mitzvah. Avadi not mechuyif, but like a mitzvah. But once you do it, if you're mevata, you will be mekayim mitzvah to keep it aveim.
It's a kiyumus, not a mitzvah.
I guess if that's how you would like to say it. And on this, also all that, this is the Akronim jumping on also, because then again, that's not like the Gemara. The Gemara proved from this Braisa, it's Mishal Banam Mishalav, and you have to say the Beis is Teretz, that the Gemara, Havamita did, the Shol didn't know it, and the Metartzen didn't want to burst his bubble and reveal this to him, and he was using his. Because it's Chosim and Asaf and it's a blitz, the same problem that they had. Both the reason of Beis Eser don't really shtim with the Gemara, it's a problem. Lachli Mishani.
Yeah, so the question is why is not given at once?
He asked his kasha that this cheshvan that should be moir not covered, and lechayr he says this type of a teretz that maybe doesn't say it as good as you because you're saying it only on the tashrei. He somehow says that once now you chayv midin moir, now you also chayv midin covered. That doesn't really fit on me. You're saying that once you can't stop anyways, and then who is it to show that you're tzar? But then it's going to come out only on the tashrei. But the Rambam says all of them, the achli moir lachis to be machis for you. Then it's only on showing the tzar, right? So that's only Altamayra then. So, that should only be Altamayra now, it's covered. Only the touch. All right, fine.
Okay, fine.
But if you do it, you mean Makayim Emitz. As I, and the Chassam Seif and Chubas Yaderish Kavtez likes this Teretz.
Is there any case that even if you say something, you don't kill?
I don't know. It's showing you how vital a human being can go to control his emotions. And even though you're not mukhif to do it, but if you do it, you mean mekayim a mitzvah derais of kibud av aim. Now, again, this Teretz is shreya, like I said, it's kosim and asefa.
What is
the Ramadan? No, Ramadan go with this Teretz. It's against, Pashas is against the Gemara. We're not Pashas. We're not. But I want to bring out from the bait. Oh, that's what I'm going to bring. I'm saying that even though we don't go with the Beis Eser Teretz, but you see a chiddush lahalach in the Beis Eser, that when you have kibud which requires mishal ben, and halach is only mishalav, father wants you to buy him supper, right? And he wants you to buy him the supper, not that he should spend the supper, right? You're not mechuyev. If you buy him supper, you mekayim mitzvah deraisa kibudin avim. So this is a chiddush of Beis Eser that yes, you mekayim. And really, the Chubis Rabbi Kiva Eger had this shaila. And he argues with the Shah. What the case was, it's an interesting case. We'll learn about later. Where your mother told you to do one thing, and your father told you to do another thing, and what the father told you to do requires your money, which you're not mechuyev to do. So do you have to do what your mother told you to do? So the Shah said yes, because your father is not mechuyev to do, and mother, yeah. So you got to, right? There you have a mitzvah kibud av aim. So Kivegi argues, and he says that you can do either one you want. Why? Says this chiddush. He says that right kibud only mishalav, not mishal ben. But betim there's a mitzvah kibud on you 24/7, right? So now, if you will be mevater on your own money, now you are being mekayim mitzvah kibud av aim. He says hakabatska. It's like as if he gave your father matana. So now it's your father's money. So now that's your father's money, I've had you mechuyev to listen to your father. You didn't have to be mevata on your money. But now that you volunteered to be mevata on your money, now you got to listen to your father.
Before you volunteer to do that, so then you have to be with your mother before you volunteer.
You're right, but if I do my father, then my father is just as strong, if actually stronger than my mother, because my mother's also cleaving cover to my father.
Your mother started.
It could start. I could say, Ty, you know, I'm giving you my tana, and now I have both cleaving on me, now I do my father, not my mother. So it's up to me. So that's what he's saying. It's as if that's what you think. You bring mavata on your money, memela, now the cleave kicks in. That happens to be when you have a steer between your father and mother, you cleave to your father more than your mother. Because your mother's also chai, right. So Mameli, you have a choice which one to do. Now we're going to learn later on, the Achrenim will argue with Kiveg and say it's not true. Not on this part, they say it's not true because the mother, in essence, was telling the son not to be mevata on his money for his father, kidei that he should be available to be mekayim kibud of her. And that's Nichlal in her request. Son, don't buy supper for daddy, because I need you now to clean up the house. Right? That's basically what. So by him deciding to be mevate and buy supper for tati, that's gufa astira to the mother's tefila. Okay, but that's, we're going to put that on. But I just want to bring out, this vort is Rebbe Akiva Eger. Akiva holds that even though kibbe is mishalav, but when the son is mevate on his money, now it's like it's mishalav. And now you mekayim and mechuyiv and mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, full fledged mitzvah deraisa, as if it's mishalav.
No, I said it was mashalav kiyuv.
So now I want to say, now this is Riki Vega, but I want to say that Be'etzem, just keep Chajim 1 second. I'm going to get to Beis Yosef right now. I want to say that Be'etzem, the Beis Yosef is a bigger chiddush in Riki Vega, and I'll explain. In Riki Vega's world, kibud is only mishalav. If you have to use your son's money, you could do it. Be innovative. You can make your son's money the father's money. Being mevata, being given matonic ilu. And memela, now you have a kibud mishalav. That's your Kivega's cheshmen. So let's play that type of cheshmen out over here and see if it works. Okay? Father's trying to throw the son's kiss away. We're trying to say, Adheichan kibirav, it's kavalduk kibirav, it's a son's kiss. Right? The son says, Ta, you know what? This kiss now belongs to you. Okay? And now I have to keep quiet. The son didn't have to do it. But now that the son did it, now the son's making the kiss to fathers, and now the son's keeping quiet, right? So now that if the son does that,
the father throws away his own money.
So now the father's throwing away his own money. So what's to keep it up? What's to keep it up? He threw away the father. If the father throws away his own money, what's to keep it up? Oh, so now you're saying the Gemara's Teretz Yerusha. Very good. So the Rambam and the Mechaber should have said Yerusha. First he leaves it out, and then why did Rama have to say that talking about a kishol ben? The Rama should have said that the Gemara says it's kishol av and it's for Yerusha, right? What's the point of making kishol ben if this only kicks in if the son's marked it to the father? Sorry? Because kibud is mishalat, a mishol ben.
The father leaves it, then it's his
son. Good.
No,
right, no, kibud mishalav, not mishal ben. So, I'll cook. Because if you're not giving to Matana, then you're doing nothing. Then you're standing chosid shaita. No, then you have no mitzvah kibud. Kibud is only mishalav, not mishal ben.
But if I did mishal ben.
So it's nothing. I don't know. What you, maybe you're doing nothing. Maybe you're doing nothing. According to the Kivya Egis Cheshun, then you're doing nothing. One second. So, what it seems then from the Beis Yosef, the Mashmaisa Beis Yosef then is that even though kibud is mishalav, not mishal ben, but if the son does a kibud mishal ben, it is his son's kiss. But he does mishal ben, somehow that's also nichlal in the mitzvah kibud. He's not mechuyev to do it, but he's mekayim the mitzvah. That's kilo the lashon of the Beis Yosef. Dafka hainu midina, then chayv lachasek kiss b'shvila. Mekombok im yichasek kiss b'shvilai, bechlal mitzvah kibud hu. So it's really not Riki Vega. It's a different lamdus. Riki Vega's lamdus, I'm making the show bends into shalab. Works automatically, good, but that's the lamdus, and memel it's mishalab. In the Beis Yosef's world, where it's still Mishal Ben, you're still not Mechuyev to do it, just that's Gufa somehow, Nichlal Mitzvah Kibud, it's like a kumis. You're not Mechuyev because it's only Mishalav, not Mishal Ben. But if I do do it, then somehow I am being Mekayim the Mitzvah Kibud. I got to think, if you feed your father from your own money, I would have said without the Beis Yosef and Akiva Eger that you're not being Mekayim Mitzvah Kibud out the food Shaboy, but out the feeding, yes. Because, yeah, if you feed your father's thing, so you're being nice to your father. So the being nice Shaboy you got. But the money that you gave your father, there's no Mitzvah Kibud, stam. You gave him Matano, you stam, you're mafka the money. That's not, the money Shaboy was a Mitzvah Kibud, or being nice to your father and feeding him. The serving him was a mitzvah. So here, what was it? I'm allowing my father to throw away my money. Well, I'm not mechuyev to allow him to throw away my money. Otherwise, I made it his money, so then it doesn't work so well. I mean, maybe you can get out of it.
Say, Kimli, I
Kimli
that
Mishal Ben, that's how Kimli Mishal Ben, it's not up to you to paskin. It's halacha psuk, it's mishalav, no Kimlis. All right, fine. Let's go to the last teretz, Rabbi said, and this is the best teretz.
I'd love to have you, but bring your own chicken and send some meat.
Well, we discussed it when we were learning before, keeping Mishal Ben, we said that, you know, if it's minor expenses, if it's understood, and it can have, in theory, maybe you could get away. All right, fine. Comes along the Bach and says a Geshmaka teretz. Has its problems as well, but it's a geshmaka teretz. He says like this: kibud is dafka mishalav, not mishal ben. Good. But what happens if it doesn't cost the son anything? Namely, in our case, the father's throwing away the son's kiss. What's going to happen?
The son can get it back.
Take him to Bezdin. He owes the money back, and he's going to get every single zav back. Threw away $1 million. Every penny is going to be paid back. Oh, one second. We'll get right. So Memela, even though it's a Kisha Ben, it's still Mishalav, not Mishal Ben. It's not going to cost, in the end of the day, it's not going to cost the son anything. That's Gufa, Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben. And that's Gufa what the Gemara meant. And that is, he just teaches the Gemara, not like Rashi. And here's how the Gemara is supposed to be going. The Gemara brings a Raya, Amr Tanya, Rebbe Lezo, Oyman, Eken Kibirav, the father throws away the Kishal Ben. The Gemara, Ha Nicho, it's good if it's talking about Kibid Mishal Ben, he threw away the son's kiss. There's a reason for him to be upset. But if you hold Kibid Mishal Av, so even though he threw away the son's kiss, but the son is going to get back the money from the father, so may nafkalei me know, why does he care? Why is this a gavaldik arek Kibid Av aim? Why should he even get upset? What should start him to get angry for if he knows he's going to be repaid back? It's not a problem. So what's the problem? Bishop with Mishal Ben that he's not going to be repaid. Oh, that man is going to hit the roof. He lost $1 million. But if it's Mishal Av, not Mishal Ben, so the father is going to be mechuyev to pay him back, to reimburse him. So what does he care? It doesn't cost him anything. And for the Gemara, no, he's really Yoshai. And Shkoyev, the father, will pay him back. But now the father has less of an estate. He wants to have someone to keep his own kiss and his father's kiss, because his father's, you know, going tomorrow. So he wants both kiss him. Like this, if the father repays him, then the father lost out a kiss in his estate. So that's how the Bach teaches the Gemara. Very, very geschmack. God is even smoother in the Gemara than Rashi. Like Rashi sticks in the Gemara that if you hold it to Mishal Av, and the Gemara doesn't say this, Rashi is, Memela, the kiss has to be only the Avs, my nafkalei mina. Like the back, no, it's rather remain the kiss all along Shal Ben. But my nafkalei mina is going to reimburse him. And truth be told, it's not just a Bach, it's a Ravid. The Ravid teaches the Gemara like this. So the Rishonim teach the Gemara. Shita l'nengel me bring down the Ravid. So Makloek is Rashi and Ravid had a teach the Gemara. So what's the big deal if the Rambam went with the Ravid's Prat? It's very geschmack.
Not like
a go. No, correct. It's very geschmack. And not only that, it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is this kasha that if you hold Kibbutz Mishal Av is good. Mishal Ben is good. But if you hold Mishal Av, what do you do with this brisa? And for the Yerushalmi, the way the Pnei Moshe understands the Yerushalmi is that the father has another kiss. That's what the Yerushalmi says. And Mamela, what does that mean? And the father will reimburse the son. He has another kiss to reimburse the son. So if he has another kiss, what's the problem? There's no loss. It's very geschmack. Spitz Kibrav is you hold yourself back, your father's throwing away money for nothing, and you're going to lose out of Yerusha. Right, you're going to lose out of Yerusha. Well, even like the other Prat also, what is it? You're going to lose out Yerusha, and you're holding yourself back, and it's fine, and you're good to go. And that's Arekin Kibradim. And what does the Ramon now argue? What did the other Rishonim argue with the Ramon? We hold that if it will be Kishol Ben, Rashi, who didn't learn the Gemara like this, what does he hold? Rashi holds that Shkoyek is going to give it back, but I don't want to be busy taking it to a Dintaira. That's considered Mishal Ben. If you're taking away my money and I have to run after you to get repaid, that's Mishal Ben. I don't want to have that there. I don't want to be bothered with this. Right now you're taking my money, so I'm not mukhif to do it. And the Rambam holds, no, you are mukhif to do it because you're going to get reimbursed. So that's the machlokes Rishonim. You say this to machlokes. If being reimbursed, is that considered Mishal Ben or not? Rashi held that's Mishal Ben, merely not mukhif. That's how the Rambam goes. And the Rambam holds that's considered Mishal Av, and you are mukhif. And that's how the Machaber goes. Very, very geschmack.
What is the swore behind? How does it play out?
Wait a minute. In any case where a parent's reimbursing the kid, is that considered Mishal Av? Mishal Ben is right.
What's taking, that's what I understand. Taking to court, one man, the other one is Mishal Ben, the other one was not Mishal Ben.
Correct.
What does that mean, taking to court? Time is the bother, the time, the money.
The time or the money now that you're losing that you have to only be able to reimburse through having the terikah. Because normally, a friend of Mucha on the back, they say, what do you mean you're mechuyev to be matriarch? So why would the mother argue? It's not shred, because he's not just asking me to be matriarch, he's throwing away my kiss. You're telling me that my kiss is not going to be luos because I could be on triach and get it back. Yeah, but you right now you're throwing away my kiss. That's considered mishal ben. And the Rambam holds, no, you're being reimbursed. But what comes out, I just want to point out, comes out now that l'kulei alma, there's no chiluk between tzar and kibud. Even the Rambam would be moida that you're allowed to be mitzar a father to stop him. The only reason why not is because this is considered mishalav, because he's going to reimburse you. But be aside, if you want to know who's moira chaluk from kibud, come tell us now that even the machaba holds that moira and kibud is the same halacha, and it's only mishalav, not mishal ben. All right. Comes along.
Sorry? How's it different than
that? Sorry, I'm sorry. What should be? So that's what we said last time when we're doing Sevgim. Why is this more Murray and that's more Kibbit? It's true. But it is. From I'm going to leave it. Maram Milublin doesn't like this teretz, and the Ksav Seifer also doesn't like this teretz, and they say that, and it's Mavun the Bacha himself, and the Yishami himself, that that's only talking about if the father has the ability to reimburse. If the father doesn't have the ability to reimburse, then the son's going to be out the money, and the vada that's considered you being mafsid the ben, and the son will be able to stop the father. So Kumtais, this whole Rambam, Braisa, Gemara, Machaba is talking about where the father has the ability to reimburse him, and that's chosim in a sefer. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word. It's talking about where he has the ability to reimburse him.
Well,
so that's him. As I thought, Yishami already said it, but yeah.
Because the Rambam said that actually you can call him to bed. So if you don't have money, you wouldn't call
it. Right, good, fine. Pashtas, you see in the Gemara, our Gemara Bavas learned the Pashtas, that's when we have the money. And the Yishami even makes that or kim that he has the money. And Bavli Kidu usually follows, you know, the Havaminas of the Bavli are usually the Maskanas of the Yishami. Bavli picks up, so to speak, with the Yishami left off. So it's not so schwer to make this a kimta, but they didn't like this. And then the Ksav Seifer has another kasha. So if you look in the Rambam, the Machabe says that both parents are throwing this kiss, father or mother, right? So keep kashman. How are you going to get your money back from your mother? She's an Ashes ish. She has no money. Everything belongs to her father. So you can't get back. And nevertheless, the Rambam said this halakha. So that's why it's really not shrek, that she could be an amana, she could be a grusha, or it could be talking about the father and mother simultaneously together threw it in, and the halach is, it's machlokes, but we can pass them like one sheet. We can't bring them two sheets. It's in Tof Yud, in Cheshem Mishpat, Sif Lamezayin, if you have Shnaim Sheziku, and one can pay, could you get the whole amount from the other person? So yeah, even though the mother can't pay it back, get the whole amount from the father, so Mamela, I will get reimbursed. So that, at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, this is so far the best teretz that we have. And this is the teretz that the Shach went with, the Bach, that's going to be trapped in the Mechaba. But at the Kumtoi, just hold cup, that this whole case is talking about where the parents decided to throw away the kid's purse. What happens if the parents don't do that? Instead, the parents instruct the kid, throw away your purse. Then what do you do?
We'll pay you back for you.
Throw it. So there, if the parents tell the kid, throw away your purse, the kid doesn't have to listen. You go through each teretz, the kid doesn't have to listen. I'm not going to be maklima, I'm just not going to listen to them. So I don't have to listen. You know, the teretz of Beisai says, okay, it's, if you do it, you're mekayim mitzvah, good, but you're not mekayim to do it. If you learn like the Lech HaMishnah is talking about where it's already done, it wasn't yet done. If you learn like the Maram Loblin, the Tzveik HaDidina, Beisai, I don't have to do it, Tzveik HaDidina, I'm not going to make a very. So this whole halach is only if the parents are doing it. Chutz from the Bach, if the parents instruct the kids to do it, and it's like Maitzi Mamun Apiyam, and then Mechuyiv Medin to reimburse the kid, if that would be the halacha, yeah, then, like the Bach, yes, then the kid would be Mechuyiv to shell out the money, advance the funds, throw it out, because he knows he's going to get reimbursed, and Mameli, it's no loss to him, so it's like it's Mishalam, not Mishal Ben. Then the Mechaba would hold in that case. But without that, across the board, this whole halacha is only if the parents are throwing the kid's thing away, not if the kid is being instructed to throw his own thing away. All right.
Yishtak means just on the star of the chayes. No, Yishtak means a boy star, a boy of the chayes. Yishtak
doesn't have a
body, he's
He's not supposed to stop them. If he convinced them nicely without being because, and now without being mitzayer them, and now embarrassing them, fine. But if you can't do that, if you can explain, Todd, it's not probably not a good idea for you to throw, you know, Todd, do you think it's a good idea to throw my kids away because I was planning on buying you a Florida apartment with that money? Do you really want to give away that apartment? You know, and then if you could explain to them in a nice way without arguing with them, you know, Lush and Shayla, Todd, is it a good idea?
Say, don't argue, just don't do it.
No, I'm thinking when the parents are doing it. When the parents are doing it, then you would have to talk to them in a way. All right.
That's what
it's saying.
Control yourself.
Yeah, it says more than that. It says Vyishtik. Means he's quiet. All right. See, not Mechui. Because we pass in, like the Ramah, that there's no Chilik, Misha, there's no. Right, correct. But again, I would be able to stop them. The same thing, because even for Moira, I'm not mechuyev to lose money, because we passed in even Moira's mishalah.
There, the mechab said, you're sitting up front, they come and they smack you, they rip your clothing, and let's say it doesn't cost money. Clothing is not going to cost too much.
Why not?
They tell
you rip your clothing.
Whatever the case today was, that it doesn't cost money. They tell you, you go rip your own clothes.
Good.
Probably you have.
If it doesn't cost you any money, but it costs you tzara guf, embarrassment. Pashas nof, embarrassment also you're not mechuyev. We're going to learn later on how much the tzar you have to do to be considered that you're not mechuyev. It's not posh. What?
The Tzar of Vegas, if the father tells him you throw away your kiss from him, if he doesn't realize it, after or not, then we can't do that.
Like by say so Vadi Mekayim give it out because you mevat on your money and now you're listening to them to do a maisa, so then you be Mekayim. Right, correct. Look, unless it's like I said, like Medin Avris, Maitzim Mamun Al Piv. Right. So we're going to get to about. Let's move on. We're running out of time, Rabbi. So I just don't want to finish this. If believe it or not, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Point. So now the Ramah says, if he wants to throw the son's money away, he's allowed to stop him. And now we say why? Because that's how they had the pshat in the Gemara, right? Because and even though the parents are going to reimburse the kid, but he's not mechuyev to be matriach, to make him bedina v'dayna to get back his money. That's how the Bakas went the Ramah. The Erech Lechem, Marikash, says that still it's better to stop them by the acherim, not do it by yourself. If you can get acherim to stop them, why should you stop them for? Avad, you could stop them, but if you could do it by the acherim, won't have the actually, like I'm saying, you keep your money without being able to keep it up. About it, you get a chayr. Well, if you could do it yourself, so the choice of doing it yourself or getting someone else is better. Now, the Levush says, the Ramah only argued when it's a kishel ben, but if it's a kishel av, then Avad Ramah would hold that it's also levaisha yelachlimik to stop them. And that's Batman's the Gemara, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. That's how the Gemara said. It's talking about Kishalav, and since you're going to get Yerusha, that's why you would be, you would care, and you still now let us stop him because it's his father's kiss, so he has no right to stop him. Isaiah Zakta Lovosh, which is really a Gemara, comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says like this. Aruch HaShulchan Sif Kaf Ches says that even by the Mays of Av and Aim, even if it's a parent's money, if the son could stop the parents through somebody else, then the son should stop the parents. Why? Because the parents are being over in Issa about Tashchis. Mm-hmm. And you have to be mafrish to parents from an Issa. So even if it's the parents' money, let's say you wrote off your Yerusha, you're not getting Yerusha, whatever, who cares? But you still mechuyev to stop the parents because they not to allow your parents to do an Issa about Tashchis. The mele, you should stop the parents. Now the problem is either Gemara, tomorrow's seemingly says Bishlam is Mishal Ben, Mishalav, right? What's going on? But if you're Mishal Ben, the Gemara understood why you can't stop your parents. What do you mean? You should be mechuyev to stop your parents. Out this din of Lafrish Meisura. Teretz is, it seems from the Aruch HaShulchan that he said like this, that to stop by yourself your parent, for you to cause your parents are, you're not allowed to do that, even if it's Lafrisha Meyasura. If you can get someone else to stop your parent, that you're mechuyev to do Lafrisha Meyasura. But for you to be over Kibbut Avim, to save your parent from doing an Issa, that you're not supposed to be doing.
Is
that correct? It means you don't have the ability to stop your parents because your hands are tied because you're not allowed to be mitzari your father.
But it's because Asher does not say.
I don't know.
Arvus is Arvus. Avachi of Arvus.
Good. So now.
The paper tells him you throw away the money of the tzaddik that's a problem of Hashem's
tzaddik. About it, he doesn't have to do it anyway because it's your money. We said that before. But all right, fine. Now, in the sheet. Now, let's just take it to the next step. One second. Let's take it to the next step.
And the father tells him to throw away his money, the father's money.
Right.
Of
Zaltashas, Lachay, and Ekonami. Now, let's take it in the sheet as a Mechaba, with the Mechaba passing that even if it's a Kishol Ben, the kid has to keep quiet, Lachay is going to be the same Malacha. That Lachay, if the kid could get somebody else to stop the parent from throwing away the son's kiss, he's allowed to do it. Not only allowed, he's mechuyev to do it, to be mafresh the father of a mingoivenis of baltashas. That's what should come out. Now, it's not poshet at all that there's a baltashas going on. The Rosh Hashanah named on this baltashas here. It's not poshet at all. If you look in Taisis, Taisis has two terutzim. Taisis says, the kibbutz is only way if the parents are nene. So Taisis wants to know, how is the parent being nene from throwing this kiss into the yam? So Taisis, the first terutz is that the parents are trying to set a lesson straight and make all the kids behave and teach them a lesson to instill fear in the kids. La'atel Amos in their B'nai Bayis, so they're throwing away the kiss. They're not doing a chulila because of Baltash. They have a purpose. It serves a purpose. It's kedai to waste this $1 million that the kids should behave. Right? So that's not Baltashkes. That's not Baltashkes. And Mamela, so that was. So that's what Taisa said. Sorry? Oh, 1 sec. Bal. So Mamela, then Taisa says that another. Because Taisa is bothered by a different occasion. Taisa is bothered by that if the father's over Baltashkes and the father's a Russia, and his father rushes, no din kibbutz in the first place. If he's over Baltashkes, he's over Nissa. Okay, then this is the rice, he's a Russia. See, at least Bedov is there. He says, so you're allowed to stop the parent from being doing a Nissa because there's no Chiv covered in the first place, which is maybe not Muskim. But right now he's trying. We just had in the week's parasha. He's trying to do a Maizer Rishis, right? Maizer Veya. So you're not Mechuyev and Kibbut. So that's one Eitzah. So like that Eitzah, Taisa says, if the father here is trying to be Lahat Leimah, then there's no Baltashkes. Then Taisa says, no, could be talking about a case where the father is taka yebbing over Baltashkes. He's very upset, he's fuming, and he's yebbing over Baltashkes, but he's a Shoigeg. So Mamel is not a Rasha, so you are Mechiv and Kibbut. And with the father being Nana, the father feels better when he gets his anger out. He lets out his anger. And Mamela, so there's no Baltashkes. Even though there is Baltashkes, but there's no problem where he's being Nana. He's being Nana from this Kibbut, from this Maisa. He's being Nana from your money, because it gets his anger out. So now, come to us. Let me look at please. I'm running. Look. So now. So like the second child of Taisis, you're right, the father's being over Baltashkes, and then the Indian of Lafish Meisura. But the first child, the father's doing he made the decision that's kedai to throw out this $1 million to train my kids to have Ema. Instill fear in the kids. So Mamela, there's no Baltashkes in the first place. So it's not Posh Dorokashuk and Seer. But let's go back and clarify Shaila like this. Let's clarify Tamazai. If you hold kibbutz shel ben, we don't hold kibbutz shel ben. When the tad kibbutz shel ben, the man dama kibbutz shel ben, and the father's coming to throw the kiss of the ben out. I know the ben has to keep quiet, but does the father have a right to throw the son's kiss out?
No.
No, he's a mazik, a guy of mazik. Has no right. Means if he is the kid will say, "Ta sure, go ahead," right? The kid's mechivat, his kibirav, to allow the father to do it. But for the father to unilaterally do this, it's an issa. He's being oiva mazik, or ganef, if he takes it, it's a ganef, he's stam mazik. So he's being oiva an issa. Now let's go to the next step. Let's go in the Bach's mechaba. The Bach holds, the Bach's Rambam. The Bach's Rambam is that the father is throwing the kid's stuff away, and he plans on reimbursing the kid. So Mamela, that's considered Mishalav, not Mishaben, and the kid's Mukhiv to keep quiet. That's fine that the kid's Mukhiv to keep quiet. But again, is the father allowed to do this L'Kachila? No. The Allah is in Alibi, Mazik, Oganav, Amnasal Shalem. So he's still the father's now allowed to do it. So now the Kasha is a different Kasha, not just Al Baltashkes. Now the Kasha is altogether Al Sadin Hezik Shaboy. The father being Oivan Issa, being a Mazik and Oganav. So I should be Mukhiv to stamp the father. As la frisha me isura, as not to be a ganef. Aydei Achim, like the Akashuka. So we talk. So Akashuka is talking about where there's no Achim around, right? And that's why. That's why you learn the Gemara. Oh, so that's the Eitzah. The Eitzah Teretz is that in the Bach's Cheshbon, it's not Shver. Because in the Bach, if the kid wouldn't be there, then the father has no right to do it, and everyone's Mechayit Yimim Afisha Meisira. But if the kid is there, that Gebet in the kid to not be Meichel the father, and be over on his din kibbut avein because he wants to be, you know, he's going to be a mitzvah, he's got arvis, he's going to be mafish the father from Minnesota. Instead, patala, do what you're supposed to do, do kibbut avein, and be moichel the father, allow the father to do it, and mele the father's not doing Minnesota, and mele you're not mechuv lafrisha. Right, how do you start it? So, kozman the kid's in, we're talking about the kid's there, it's like l'bifnei aben, kozman the kid's there, then the kid doesn't have a chiv lafrisha miyisir. If I can't, the kid has a chiv kibbut avein, and be meichel the father and allow the father to do it and just get the money back from the father.
He's not
being meichel the father in Gansin. He's allowing the father to do it because he knows the father is going to reimburse him. So as I write, he won't be doing an issa, but the father, correct, but the father will. Oh. So that's very good in the Shitas Habach. Now, Rabbi Isa, let's now do the Shitas Beis Eisen. Beis Eisen had a pshat in the Rambam. Hachloma Shani, Tzara Shani, Moira, whatever the Pshat would have the document, Moish understood, the Beisais, the Marik, that's Pshat. That really, Kibud is Mishael Av, and Moira is even Mishael Ben, right? But now, again, in the, you're going to have to now say that Lachli Moishani, because Moira is even on the Ben, you're going to have to make this same type of a Cheshmin. That the father has no right to do it, but since the kid is there, the kid is mechuyev to be meichel the father before trying to be mafish the father for nisa. Be mekayim din kibud, right? And you will have to say that this is Mishael Ben because for tzar, it's like a funny thing, not to be mitzar your father. The only thing is it doesn't really work. See, bishloim if kibud would be Mishael Ben and the father's getting something from this. Throwing it out, he's calming down, or it's instilling fear, so he's benefiting from this item, so that goof of the item that's hoping, that's kibud Mishael Ben. But if you tell me that kibud is really Mishael Av, and just let you now let it be mitzar the father, good. So I won't be mitzar the father, but I don't have to be meichel the father, I don't have to be mechabed the father by letting him use my kiss. So the father has no right to use my kiss. So now we're back to the drawing board. So the father has no right to use my kiss. Then now I should be mechuyev lafrishay meyisuray of mazik and gzela and stop him from doing it. That's what it should come out. I should be mechuyev to, and I can't do it myself. I should do it aydei acherim b'seder. But that means it come out that if the acherim here, I would be mechuyev to stop my, not that it's allowed to, be mechuyev to stop my father from throwing my kiss away, lafrishi meyisuray of mazik and gzela. That's what should come out. And that's the Chadredeya is this kasha. The Chadredeya makes this cheshbon that there's an issa going on here, and Yishkoyah should be mechuyev to stop your father. And he says, and you're mechuyev to do it even by yourself, not like the Orcha Shulchan. Even if there's no one else to do it, then you're mechuyev to afish meisira because ani Hashem kuchem chayovim bechvaydi. Even your father's mechuyev to listen to my covenant, not be over yisira. So memela, you're mechuyev to stop your father, not to be over yisra gzela mazik. Right? And Mameli says, so what's the Mechab in the Gemara? Says, therefore, the Mechab in the Gemara is talking about where the parent is a shaita. It's crazy. The parent's crazy. Tais is already brought down from the Medrash that the mother of Dama Ben Nisina was crazy. When she ripped his colon, she was crazy. She was out of a box. So Mameli, she's a shaita. So he says, that's a tradis. Tradis, there's no point in stopping your parent. You can't stop your parent. The parent is a shaita. Mamela, that's why. But if your parent would be sane, avad yimuchuyiv lafrisham yisurai and stop the parent. It's an akimta in the machaba that the machaba doesn't say. But, and he takes it to a step further. Hold this, I'm going to try to finish with this. I see we're not finishing this sif tonight. But just hold this, a beautiful cheshbon. He says that if we're now talking about that the parent must be a shaita, so now he has a kash in the Bach. How can the Bach say Pshat in the Rambam and the Mechabe is that the parents going to reimburse the kid for throwing it away, and Mel is really Mishael Av and not Mishael Ben? The father's a shaita, Pigiyosai Ra. The father's not going to have to pay for this hezek. The father doesn't have to pay for this hezek. I'll never reimburse. I'll have a right to stop my father. How could the Bach type the Rambam that the Rambam in the Machab is talking about? That I'm going to get reimbursed? I'm not going to get reimbursed because the father's a shaita. Sorry?
Even the
Gazan? Even the Gazan. Shaita is part of Yasser Sarah. No, but he has it and he threw it into the Yam. He just knocked it or he picked it up. And once he picks it up, it's a shadow of Pnei Jew. It's a shadow that might turn you into a Gazan, Tysis, you know, and Baba Kama.
You can't fit the Erukim into Beis Yosef.
He missed out that we're talking about only a shaita. Now, truth be told, I hold, like I said before, the whole kachayb is a kneshon in the Bach. Because the Bach holds that kibbut is Mishal Ben if the parent reimburses. So you don't have to say we're talking about a shaita. Really, we're not talking about a shaita. And the reason we don't have lafish misur is because at the mafisha misur, adrabba, be mekayim yudin kibbut avein that you mechuyv to do and allow your father to take your kiss. So mamela, the son, would not be mechuyv to mafisha misur. This whole kasha is only in the Beis Yosef Havana, the lachli meishani. But in the Bach's world, that you are mechuyv to be mechab with your parent with your own money if it's going to be reimbursed, so then you won't have a din lafish misur. Either of it, your parent won't be doing an isur, and you don't have to be mafish misur. So merely you can't ask a kash on the back. The back is geshmak. And then altogether, Mechatesi is right. Maybe the Chashukhan is right. The Chashukhan seemingly learned that you're not allowed to be mafish a parent misur if you're going to embarrass the parent or be mitzar the parent. It's only aidei achayim. And we're talking about it. There was no acha. If there was an acha and a chanami, you get the acha, Yitaka says. But when there's no acha, then you have a right. Then you have a right, not only a right, then you have a chiv to be my fish miser. And the chanami, we don't have to talk about that the parent is a shaita. Forget that the chadri did, it's a whole lot of a shaita. It's ikka chasam in a sefer.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.